America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
All right, everybody, hello, and welcome to the Cozy Cryptid. I'm your host, Tanner, and sorry for the delay, but I've been busy. I got laid off recently from my day job, and I've been just trying to find some ways to make ends meet. So I hope you forgive me, and this episode is going to be a little bit different from the way I usually do episodes. I'm just going to read some stuff about new species and cryptids articles and cryptozoology articles. Hope you enjoy, and hope you have a good time as you do whatever you do when you listen to this. Okay, yeah, welcome everybody. It's me, Tanner. Welcome to Cozy Cryptid. Talk about cryptids, paranormal stuff, and folklore and whatnot. But this week we're going to take a little bit of a scientific approach to this, I guess. A little more science-y, more look at new species and new cryptid articles. So, in Sierra Leone, they discovered two new species of crabs and two species that have been seen for quite some time. An exhibition to the forests of Sierra Leone, West Africa, revealed two species of crabs new to science and two species not seen in more than half a century. The research team found an Abyssinian crab, which has not recorded sighting for 225 years, and the Sierra Leone crab, not seen in 66 years. Also found were two species of crabs belonging to the genus of the common river crab in West Africa. Only one species of this genus was known to exist in Sierra Leone before now. The quest for crabs was sponsored by the conservation organization Rewild, as the Sierra Leone crab is number 8 on Rewild's 25 most wanted lost species list. So far, the Research for the Lost Species program has rediscovered 7 lost species. That's pretty cool. And this crab looks like a very like blood red body to it. Almost like a purplish.
What are you calling for?
The fuck, dude? Goddamn, people calling me when doing shit. Neil Cumbridge, a professor at Northern Michigan University who worked with Mavogo Dongo on the exhibition, says they are optimistic about finding healthy populations of both the lost species of crab. However, the forests in which the crabs live, part of the upper Guinea forest blocks, face threats. So, these flags are the environment's not doing well for the conservation and stuff. All right. Sorry about the damn phone call. All right, new species of frog named to hail. New species of frog named to hail Ghanaian community trying to save its habitat. Scientists have named a unique species of forest frog that has teeth and uses its front feet to push food into its mouth after a Ghanaian community that has campaigned to save its forest home. The Atua slippery frog's scientific name has been designated as Conarua sagamasi. The sagamasi part of the name refers to the sagamasi community that has a campaign to save its habitat. The Atua forest named forest north of the capital, Accra. A-C-C-R-A. The frogs are found in just five streams in a small portion of the forest. The government wants to mine the area for bauxite, a rock that contains minerals used to produce aluminum. The Sagamasi community has helped to oppose mining in the forest since 2006. When you look at the map of the Atua Hills and where this new frog is, it's just in the middle of where they want to mine for the bauxite. So it doesn't have a chance. It's a Ghanaian herpetologist, Caleb Orfree Botig, one of the scientists who described new species in a paper published in the new journal Zootaxa. Not a normal frog. The Atua Forest is biodiversity. 2006. Frog was covered in 2006. It's brown with protuberant eyes and a body small enough to fit into the palm of a human hand. It spends 95% of its time in water. Has a shrill whistle that penetrates deeper forests and has a small, poorly formed teeth. Highly intelligent, he uses his front feet to push food into his mouth. When you compare this frog to other frogs, it's like comparing a pig to a whale. It's very different. It's not a normal frog, he said. It's critically endangered. Well, hopefully they can figure out something with that. Hopefully they can find a solution. Oh, from Haki to Scotty. New England. From the push to bring unknown fish to New England's dinner. Especially rare to dine at a restaurant and hear someone say, I'll have a scoop, or I'll have the conger eel. Salmon, cod, and tuna dominate the plate in the U.S. But why? The world's oceans are home to more than 30,000 species of fish, and most of the edible ones have never been marketed to average consumers' taste buds. All along New England's coastline, small boat fishermen are catching a wide variety of fish for which there's barely any market. Haki, dogfish, butterfish, skate, and countless others. They struggle to sell these lesser-known species and in turn, people are missing out to high-quality, delicious seafood. Industry advocates contend. Some have historically labeled them as trash fish, but Ben Martin's executive director of the Maine Coast Fishermen's Association take major exception to that. We don't call any other type of food trash except for seafood, says Martinez. It's coming out of the ocean. It's not like we're taking about highly processed fast food. I always get very prickly at the term trash. We're talking about food, and we're talking about some of the best food for your body, mind, and environment. Rather, Martin says, these fish are unknown to most eaters. There are virtually no marketing behind them, he said. And okay, I get it. So they want to try to push like different species of fish to like the market. They don't eat anything, dude. I'll try anything. So I am. Enormous graveyard of alien-like sea creatures discovered at Jurassic Pompeii in central UK. The spiky-limbed creature saw their doom approaching but could not do nothing to stop it. Paleontologists have uncovered an enormous fossil graveyard of squiggly, alien-like Jurassic sea creatures beneath a limestone quarry in the UK's Cotswold region. Now, fossil finds include perhaps tens of thousands of marine invertebrates calling ectoderms, meaning hedgehog skin in Greek, and including the ancient ancestors of modern starfish, sea cucumbers, sea urchins, and frilly limbed sea lilies. And maximally preserved at all stages of their life cycle, the researchers said in a statement. But right when things were booming, the thriving seabed community met a catastrophic end. A mysterious catastrophe, perhaps a mudslide triggered by an earthquake, suffocated and entombed animals for 167 million years. Wow. That's pretty cool. What we've got here is a sort of Jurassic Pompeii. Neilan Hollingworth, an amateur fossil hunter who discovered the cache on a hike with his wife Sally. Dude, it's crazy. The creatures tried to protect themselves. The dogs in a distressed position of pulling their arms in, but it was all in vain. Tim Allen, a paleontologist and senior curator at the Natural History Museum of London, told BBC. They were pushed into the sediment and buried alive. The site dates to the middle Jurassic period, roughly 245 million years ago, when Gigantuan theropods and bloodthirsty theropod dinosaurs had to run on land. At sea, things were in transition. As many as half of all marine species had died in extinction event at the end of the Jurassic period, and spindly arm ectoderms were following like mad to fill the gap. Noted for limbs, they're already out of their bodies in sets of five. Ectoderms had become highly successful at grabbing passing food with their spiny arms, according to the researchers. Some, like starfish and sea cucumbers, could feel their way on the bottom of the ocean. Others, like sea lilies, anchor themselves in place and waited for meals to come to them. That's cool. So this, open this. It looks like plants. It looks like roots and stuff, like little spindly, how root structures are. But it's very cool looking. Like if you've seen it, like if you've seen this fossil on the ground, you'd be like, oh, that's just like, it's a dirt, like root or something. If you weren't, if you have expertise in it. A prehistoric wild dog found at an iconic human fossil site. Oh, cool. Interesting. New research reveals two highly social animals crossed paths at Devonzi 1.8 million years ago, are ancestral humans' cousins and a pack hunting candidate. So, interesting. So we started as the hominids and canines had a relationship for quite a while now. You know, I don't know. Two new species of collodion from Spain. Alrighty, in cryptozoology. Man claims to have photographed a Bigfoot in Iowa. What? A man in Iowa thinks he has photos of Bigfoot. Cryptozoologist podcaster Jeremiah Bryan tweeted three photos from a man named Jeremy, who allegedly photographed a Bigfoot in Whitewater Canyon. Dude, Bigfoot's a heavy? What the fuck? Hey, I know this guy, Bigfoot Society. Shout out to them. Supposedly got a Bigfoot at Whitewater Canyon in Bernard, Iowa. These Bigfoot sightings were reported on Just First Lane this month by Jake Trumper, radio host. The science locations was Whitewater Canyon and Bernard. Look, I hate to say things over and over again. Until someone shoots one of these things, I refuse to believe they're real. So this thing, I'm going to look at this tweet. It's very far away, these pictures. It's going to be on top of a, he's like shooting at a river. And he's, the photographer is like shooting down from a high elevation from the river. And seems to be like a few hundred yards away. And there's a bipedal figure on the other side of the river. Very, very interesting. Cryptid. Bigfoot sighting man photographs alleged Sasquatch during boat trip in Kentucky Lake. Bigfoot. These are a little bit clearer. A Kentucky man reportedly spotted a tall creature covered in fur that resembles a Sasquatch wandering by lakeside during his recent boat trip to Lake Cumberland, sharing photos of the mysterious cryptid online. Jared Arnett of Pulaski County, Arkansas, was left aghast by responding to a puzzling creature standing near the bank lakes of Lake Cumberland during a recent boat trip, snapping a handful of photos of the baffling beast before it slipped back into the woods. Arnett first thought the creature was a grizzly bear, but on further observation, he realized that it may have been Bigfoot. The alleged Sasquatch was observed standing on its two hind legs and covered in matted fur throughout his body. Very awesome. These are very good pictures. If I can find the photos. Can zoom in on them, nice. All right. First one is very far away, straight across the lake, or at least halfway, or I don't know how big this lake is, but. The second one is he went because he's taking another one from behind the Bigfoot or the subject of the picture to be more fair and accurate. So this one is a more of a side profile shot of the creature. Of the subject. And it's completely, like, I don't see no, like, eyes or ears or maybe it's covered up or something. But it seems to be, like, I can't confirm, because these pictures can be, obviously. Alright, so new species. And Rocky National Park. New plant species. Cool. Researchers have discovered a new plant species growing in Rocky Mountain National Park following hundreds of hours of combing remote ecosystems. On July 22nd, park officials shared their wishbone moonwort. That wishbone moonwort was found in Rocky. The plant only grows about 1 to 3 inches tall and spends limited time above ground in the summer. Moonwort expert and senior author of the paper on wishbone moonwort, Steve Pogovich, said he first noted the plant in the Arkapowa and Roosevelt National Forest, which prompted him to begin studying whether it was a new species. That's cool. They found a new plant in the Rockies. Rocky National. New species. Is there a Bigfoot population in Maine? Now, Michael shares more than 220 eyewitness accounts of her Bigfoots in Maine. Cool. I don't want to read all that. Cryptology. Honestly, this is a new video. A tangible video. Multiple hypotheses. Videos are hard to fucking. I think today, like, photographs and videos are not gonna cut it when it comes to fucking Bigfoot. I'm sorry. It's like. Team explores Tate's cryptid craze at Libraries All Center. It's not much of a freaking article, this one is. Is this a picture of Mothman? Okay, what the hell is this? This is a headline that says Teen Explorer State Scripted Craze at Libraries All Center. Then it has a picture of the Mothman. Maybe because I need to subscribe or something. But not much of a, like, cryptid. Call the cryptid. Baleated of Oregon. Call the cryptid. Mountain lion. I don't know. You got another new species. Cannabis. Cannabis was domesticated in East Asia. New studies suggest. Cool. Almost just 7% of the human genome is unique to our species. We share most of our. Just 7%. Just 7% of the human genome is unique to our species. We share most genes with Neanderthals, Denisovans, and other ancestors. Just 1.5 to 7% of the human genome is unique to our species. Cool. This is 7%. Like 10% of like a million is like 7,000, like 700,000 genes. I don't know. Is that right? Sure, you said it was, yeah, dude, right? Unique, dude. You're standing on the shoulders of giants. Entomologists change names of insects that bug them. Gypsy moth might be one of the West Virginia's best known, but not in a good way. Since arriving here in the 1970s, the moth has defoliated more than 2 million acres of hardwoods, advancing westward at about 5 miles per year. Gypsy moths are expected to continue chopping their way through canopies of the state's oak hickory forest for decades to come. Its rival stage to roam hither. Near the sites of this have common names. In the country, long time to qualify for a green card. Christmas berry webworm. That's like different nicknames. Let's see this one, cryptozoology. North Carolina Museum explores UFOs, Bigfoot. The cryptologist and paranormal museum located at 328 Mosby Avenue features animals whose existence lacks physical evidence, but myths and legends are reported like Bigfoot, UFOs, and Loch Ness Monster. According to its website, the museum also looks into living examples of animals that are considered extinct, like dinosaurs. The museum has Bigfoot information and artifacts, ghost evidence, and investigation tools. And it'd be cool to go here. Littleton, North Carolina. Dude, anybody who's like a paranormal or like podcast buddies who like I'll talk to you. Check it out, maybe. You get some again, that's the Cryptozoology and Paranormal Museum located at 328 Mosby Avenue in North Carolina. Tracking strange beasts of China with booze, smoke, and sleuthing. The word cryptology has an aura of scientific rigor, evokes decoding gene sequences and medically preserved fossils. In practice, though, it's a pseudoscience focused on human myths to read the Minotaur, be it Bigfoot, or the Loch Ness Monster. Did the cryptologist navigate the labyrinth of hearsay, conjecture, and implications? Okay. Alrighty. Young Jean's novel, Strange Meets of China. I might read that when I cover China. Alrighty. Man, I'm gonna talk about, okay, how are you guys doing? You doing alright? I've been like, trying to get my insurance license and stuff and streaming, playing Witcher 3. Witcher 3 has cool monster designs. Another rad trailer for a psychedelic anime adventure, Crypto Zoo. Alright, let's watch this. Crypto Zoo, I'll be okay with me watching this. I hear you. What can I hear what you're saying? Like a deaf boy. Alright, it says Sundance. It's showing like there's your devil. From more winning director Dash Shaw. It has very cool like stop motion kind of a little bit like painted animation or like color pencil animation. Like the some woman died, kicked some dude in the butt. Dazzling visionary, a daring original adventure. It's pretty psychedelic. Did a little tarot reading, seancing going on. I gotta watch this dude. It seems very cool. I would not be tripping on something while I watch it. Some dude with a face in his torso. Giant snake. Some people are running on a bridge. Somebody jump out the window of a tower. It's a horse nuzzling a woman. Crypto Zoo. It has Michael Cera. What the fuck? Okay. Michael Cera's in it. It's crazy. Alrighty. Hello. New cryptid. Fallout 7 cryptid locations. Killer cryptid. Black Tabby Games discusses crafting cryptids and more. Let's call it Hollow. Yeah, that's all that. Okay. So I'm going to keep this like a half hour. By half hour, yeah. Hopefully you'll be back soon with more like regular videos or episodes. I don't know. I just want to put this out there in case you're wondering. I might have to change my schedule up depending on how busy I am. You know, stuff. But you can hang out with me on Twitch. No, I'm about to go out here. I'm about to go and play some NBA 2K21 or something. So waiting on people and stuff. If I want to buy a shirt or something, I don't know. I'll check you out later. Just go to CodyCryptid.com and there should be like a merch link or something down there. Share episodes with your friends. I don't know. If any like critiques, like constructive critiques, please let me know. Just hit me up on wherever. Find me on Instagram at Cozy Crypto Podcast and Cozy Crypto Pod on Twitter. Yeah, see you again. See you, bye.
Of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.